This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I have quite a show lined up for you this week. We're going to be bringing on a couple of companies that I chatted with at the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference, as well as a couple of the other conferences that were going on in Vancouver this week, including the Metals Investors Forum and Roundup. So it was a busy week in Vancouver, and throughout the next couple weeks, there were a few stories that I hope to share with everybody on our site. Please stay tuned for those. And as always, please let me know what you think of the companies that we bring on. One of the reasons why I introduce companies to our audience is to hear your thoughts. You can always be assured that I do my due diligence, and I also ask a lot of our other experts who join us on this show about what they think of the companies. And I'm kicking off with one of these experts, that is Byron King. Byron writes a great newsletter with our friend Jim Rickards. And Byron, let's discuss the attitude, general attitude, in the resource sector right now as we are moving into February. My take on the recent shows was it was very upbeat, or optimistic, I guess I should say. Companies are doing a lot of drilling. Investors seem to be paying a bit more attention to news. What's your feeling on how this is going to correlate to February, and then even so when we move into PDAC at the beginning of March?
You know, I agree with you that there's a sense of optimism out there, Corey. I talk with a lot of companies on, you know, just by telephone and such, you know, numerous companies every week. And then I, too, was out in Vancouver earlier, you know, this week at the Cambridge conference, among others, spoke with lots of companies, saw lots of people. First, there were lots of people attending, lots of people interested in the talks, in the presentations. There is a general upbeat sense. Companies, you know, that have been playing their cards right for the last year are cashed up. They have low debt. A lot of companies used the breakout last year, you know, in like the first half of the year when things were really going really well. They raised some money. We had a little bit of a doldrums in the fall, and then after the U.S. elections, you know, we had that sort of a bit of a decline in the gold silver space, the precious metal space, although, you know, the big markets had the Trump bump. Well, now, you know, we have the Trump reality. He's here. He's doing things. And so the sense of optimism is palpable. And then, as is pretty much the case all, you know, all the time, but in this case, we're in the middle of a turning cycle that moves up, as is the case all the time. The next month or so of February, I think, is going to be a very strong month in many, many respects as we lead up to PDAC, which the, you know, the Producer Developers Convention of Canada, in early March, you know, the first week of March, you know, because companies, they want to get cashed up, they want to show some good news, they want to put their best foot forward, because they want to walk into PDAC strong so that they can make the best deals. So we're going to see a lot of news flow. It's going to be good news flow. A lot of companies up and down the list, small, intermediate, large, explorers, developers, producers, are going to be putting out a lot of good news. This is not the time to go to sleep. It's not the time to, you know, take some time off from the market or whatever. I mean, you'll be able to trade in and out on news, and then there are going to be some companies, I think, that would be, you know, real serious upside, because you'll be able to get in, and the news flow and the PDAC momentum will take them up and keep them there.
So, Byron, as I mentioned, there are some pretty aggressive drill programs planned throughout 2017. Companies that in the middle of last year were saying that they are probably going to drill about 5,000 meters in 2017. Now, I even met with a couple companies who bumped that up to 25 to 30,000 meters of drilling. In my eyes, this is good that money is going into the ground, but is there maybe a little bit too much optimism coming into this? Is this too much drilling in your eyes?
Well, You know, I understand the point you're making, and yes, it's worrisome. I mean, one of the reasons that the things seemed so doable last year is that we were still in an era of, you know, might say cheap costs within the mining industry. I mean, you could still get drill rigs, you could get drill bits, you could hire crews, you could do a lot of things, because a lot of companies were still coming out of the, you know, the previous 4 or 5 year mining zombie apocalypse, the, you know, that huge recession, depression that we had in the mining biz 2012, 13, 14, and 15. I mean, there are more drilling rigs out there to be had now than there used to be, you know, more drill bits, more crews, more everything. But if a lot of companies decide to double, triple, quadruple their drilling programs, yeah, you know, that'll lead to inflation in the mining patch as well. And you know, we're seeing that already right now in, for example, the oil industry, where oil prices bumped up a little bit in the last, say, 6 weeks. And so the people go out and say, oh, good, we're going to, you know, drill those, you know, directional wells. We're going to do some more fracking. And all of a sudden the service companies are like, oh, well, we're going to raise our prices 25%. And it's like, whoa, you know. So there's a, you know, you're seeing that the incipient inflation in the industrial patches. Again, you see it in oil, and we will probably see it in mining. But the thing is about mining, when you drill, you know, when you drill and you're doing, you know, you've got smart people aiming the bits. I mean, when you drill, you find things. When you find things, you are, you know, you're unlocking the value. And this is good, because downstream, I mean, the gold and the silver, people are still going to want it. And then the base metals will also have their market. They will have their day, you know, the copper, lead, zinc. And then the technology metals, you know, the molybdens and the cobalts and the, I mean, well, lithium's a little bit oversold, I would say, but you know, but many other of these technology metals are, you know, have serious upside to them.
Now, Byron, when you're looking at companies that you're either investing in, adding to your newsletter, or just looking to trade, is there a certain sector you're focused on? Are you looking at the smaller explorers, or are you looking at some of these more advanced companies that have more money that are doing an aggressive drill program?
Well, I'll look at anything where I see talent. I grew up in Pittsburgh in the 1970s when Chuck Knoll was the coach of the Steelers. And every season or every year when the draft picks would come around, they would say, oh, Coach Knoll, what are you going to do? Are you going to draft for a wide receiver? Are you going to draft for a tight end? Are you going to draft for, you know, for a tackle or a defensive nose guard? And he'd say, I'm just looking for the best athlete I can find, and we'll fit him into the team. We'll fit him into the position. That's my attitude today. I'm not looking for I want a tiny little explorer. I want an intermediate that's got an aggressive program. I'm just looking for the best team, the best people who have the best ideas, and they've got money to do it, and they're going to be smart about it and exhibit capital discipline and not blow their budget on, you know, stupid stuff. They're going to go out there and create value. And I figure a small guy can do really well with a monster hole, and an intermediate guy could do well with a big major drill program that really, you know, fleshes in the resource estimate. And a large guy could do well just by, you know, cleaning up their cleaning some more cost savings around the edges. So I'm a Chuck Knoll guy in that sense.
Hey, I appreciate that comment, Byron. And I think that's a good way to look at stocks. Don't just isolate yourself to a certain sector or certain individual number of stocks, but again, something that we constantly harp on, look for talent, look for quality at management, companies that have done it before. One of these stocks that you and I talk about all the time that is a sponsor on our show is Orin Resources. After that massive investment from Goldcorp, bringing Goldcorp's position up to 12.5% of the company, this company has a drill program that they will be undertaking and a lot of news that will be coming out. So I know that this is one of the stocks that you and I chat about at length. I chatted with them at the show, and they seem to have their ducks in a row for an aggressive drill program. Now, we'll need to see if that pans out or not, but something that I think investors need to be aware of. Byron, I'm going to ask you to stick around for one more segment, and we're going to talk about general optimism that still abounds in the U.S. market. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on our discussion with Byron King. And Byron, when we were chatting off mic in between these two segments, you mentioned that there are a couple companies that you would like to bring up to our audience, and I know how much our audience appreciates comments on these companies. I wrapped up last segment talking about Oren Resources. Add a little bit to what I had to say there, Byron, why you're attracted to this group.
Well, one of the things about Auron Resources is that although it is just a small explorer, it doesn't have a lot of people, but it's got the right people, and they are extremely, extremely good people. Auron, as a small exploration group, is the exploration equivalent of what we used to call a large major gold mining company. I mean, the big companies today, I would say, I don't think any of them have the type of exploration department that we see at Auron. These are just fabulous people who know what they're doing. I mean, when you are dealing with Auron, it's kind of like if you're sick and you go to the Mayo Clinic or the Cleveland Clinic, they have the right doctor, you know, as you walk down the hall. They got the right doctor to do everything that you need. I mean, if you need orthopedics, if you need neurology, if you need radiology, you know, whatever you do. If you go to Auron, I mean, they've got the geophysics guy, they got the structures guy, they got the mineralogy guy, they got the chemistry guy, they got the remote sensing guy, you know, they got the drone guy. You know, I mean, they have somebody there doing everything. And they put it all together, and they are a target-rich environment. I mean, their land package up in northern Canada, the Committee Bay, is fabulous. I mean, if you started walking from New York City up the old Boston Post Road to Boston, which is like, I don't know, 200-and-something miles, and you walked that whole distance, you would sort of cover the length of the land package that Auron has just at Committee Bay. Another way of saying it is that would be Long Island, that would be Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, you know, all the way sort of into lower New Hampshire even, you know. That's how big their land package is up there in Committee Bay. And they're finding stuff everywhere. And that's just one of their three locales. So I'm very, very hot on Auron, and I think there's a lot of blue sky, a lot of upside potential there. They got the right people. They got fabulous land package.
Well, one thing that I think people will find interesting is listen later on in the show with my discussion with Brent Cook and Joe Mazumdar from the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference. They discuss what this deal with Goldcorp means in a more broad sense for the sector as well. There's one other stock that I want to talk about, Byron, that was brought to my attention at the show, stock that I followed years and years ago but kind of lost touch with recently. You're also recommending it in your newsletter. This is Columbus Gold. Please share some details on why you like Columbus Gold so much.
Okay, well, Columbus Gold is two plays in one. They have a superb exploration package down in French Guiana in South America. And when we say French Guiana, it's not some South American banana republic dictatorship. It's France. I mean, it's a department in a region of France. So you are dealing legally, jurisdictionally in a developed European Union type of environment. It just it happens to be in South America. French Guiana is, I joke about it, the original location of Devil's Island from the movie or the book Papillon. But it's also the home of the French, the European Space Agency rocket base at Kourou. So, I mean, French Guiana is filled with like rocket scientists and engineers, and you know, they like clean water, they like safe streets, they like good roads. So it's a fairly developed, well developed part of South America. At any rate, Columbus has a beautiful, beautiful Precambrian greenstone, gold infused package down there, and they've been working with a Russian company that's London listed called Nord Gold, which has numerous mines, sort of in the analog to this, over on the Gold Coast of West Africa. You know, plate tectonics came along and split Africa and South America. If you undo all of that plate tectonics, you put it all back together, this area in French Guiana is very similar to, you know, what we see across the Atlantic in West Africa. And so anyhow, so Nord Gold is very interested in what Columbus Gold has there. It's a great project, and there's a bit of a time deadline on it because by March 17th, Nord Gold has a feasibility study due to the Columbus people on, you know, the resource and development capabilities of this area. So I think there's a lot of upside just on that alone. Then the other aspect of Columbus, I said it's got two pieces to it. It's a Nevada play, sort of like south central Nevada, south of Reno, north of Las Vegas, near Tonopah. It's old historic gold mining country near the giant mine at Round Mountain. And They're working with a company called Cordex, which has been around for 40-some years. It's a privately owned company, but it's basically a smallish exploration company filled with the people who truly, literally discovered the old Carlin trend back in the 1960s. They wrote the book on Carlin-style gold geology in Nevada. Well, that's who Columbus is working with in Nevada. So Columbus offers two sets of opportunity. They've got a short-term 6-8 week time scope for this Nord Gold report, which is due out in mid to late March, and then they've got the Nevada upside as well, which you've got really good people working on this historically excellent gold mining, generally mining region in Nevada. So that's why I like Columbus Gold. I think they're a great company with a lot of upside to them.
So, Byron, both Columbus and Orin, they have multiple plays. Orin has three, Columbus has two. Is that important to you when you're looking at some of these companies?
Well, it certainly is icing on the cake. I mean, again, I'll look at a one-play idea. You know, somebody will come and say, oh, we've got this great land package in, wherever it's at, in Quebec, in British Columbia, in, Argentina. And yes, we'll look at it. But the idea of a little bit of geographical diversity, that can be good too. I mean, the thing with Orin is that, they can't do a lot of exploration in Committee Bay, high in the Hudson Bay area in the Canadian Arctic. Can't do much exploration up there in January and February. It's a little bit cold and it's dark. But so they can take the geologists and swing them south, and they can work on their Peru holding. Now, with Columbus Gold, they've got separate people working the French Guiana versus the Nevada. But still, it just gives you a higher chance of connecting on one or the other. But, not to defame anybody's, single project idea. Just different ways of looking at things. At the end of the day, this is what we mentioned earlier, at the end of the day, I'm looking for the people, I want the management team, I want smart geologists, I want somebody who can demonstrate capital discipline in terms of spending their shareholders' money. I want drill holes in the ground, well-placed, and I want to see some results. I want to see good assays coming out of those drill holes. It's not a perfectionist thing. You're allowed to drill a bad hole every now and then. You're allowed to miss as long as you learn something from it, and you get smarter, and you have a learning and dynamic organization.
Byron, great comments as always. It's very enjoyable to hear some of the stocks that you're recommending in your newsletter with Jim Rickards. The newsletter is called The Gold Speculator. If anybody wants more information on that newsletter, please feel free to contact me directly, and I can put you in touch with Byron and his team.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition and getting a company update from Chuck Provini, the president and CEO of Natcore Technology. Natcore has had a pretty busy start to the year, and chatting off mic with Chuck, it sounds like it's going to be a busy 2017. So, Chuck, we haven't had you on the show in a little while. Let's start off with the recent news that came out on January 10th that talked about this solar project in Vietnam that required and received essential government approvals. Please, to kick us off, take us through what this means for this project that is teamed up with your Best of Breed program.
Sure, Corey. Thank you. These power plants have several steps, and they're very logical steps. Unlike a lot of the things in R&D that are kind of esoteric, building a power plant is very linear. One, the first thing you have to do is get the land. So we have an in-country partner who acquired the land, control of the land. The next thing you have to do is to make sure that the land is suitable for a power plant. Because just because you have a land, it doesn't mean you can put solar panels everywhere. There could be lakes on it, there could be mountains, etc. So the land was acquired. Our engineers out of Italy sent a drone over it, along with topographic maps and computer algorithms, to make sure we could get the appropriate amount of panels on it, which we could. With a little bit of engineering and that work, we then submitted it to the, in essence, the federal government in Vietnam to put it on their long-term energy list. They did that. The next step was to have the local province approve the project, which they did. So we made major steps with that because we feel comfortable with that. We had our engineering company in Europe put together a feasibility study for this project and an economic study. So that's kind of where we are in that project. The next steps, right after the Chinese New Year, which starts next, I guess, 28th and goes on for a week, we'd hope to, you know, get some type of indication as to how we negotiate the power purchase agreement. We have some indication of the ranges of it is. The power purchase agreement is what they will buy the electricity from you for. And both of those ranges, the low and the high, are economically good for us. We've also started putting out the bid for panels and inverters and all the other stuff that goes into making a plant. So we have several EPCs. These are, in essence, the contractors that build these things that are bidding on it and, you know, helping us to arrange financing. So we've made a lot of progress in that particular project.
So, Chuck, from a revenue perspective, when could investors expect to see NatCore generating some income from this project?
Yeah, it's hard to say what date and when, but our sources of revenue on a project like this would be an engagement fee. Once we obtain pre-development money, which is something that typically a panel manufacturer or your bank might release a small amount of money, maybe in this case $3 or $4 million. That's when NatCore might see its first retainer. We're not going to get the whole $3 or $4 million. We, you know, get something less than that. And I would be surprised if that was more than, you know, four months down the road. And then the next source of revenue for us is when we start drawing down on the bank financing and buying things, buying panels, buying inverters. There's a cost plus on top of that. So whatever the cost is, we'll get some benefit above that, you know, 2 or 3% or some number like that. And then the third source of revenue is we hope to negotiate some type of a percentage of the power purchase agreement, which is a 20-year amortized revenue.
Okay. So essentially right now the project is moving forward, but it's hard to put an actual time frame on when money could start flowing into NatCore. But right now all systems seem go with the government, with your partner in Vietnam, and with the recent work you've done with engineers, correct?
Engineers, banks, everything seems fine. Now, you know, of course, you have to, you know, you're not dealing with, you know, the United States. You're dealing with not just a country that's far away, but Vietnam. So, we feel pretty good about it. Everything seems fine, and we're very pleased with what's happened.
What about some of the other best of breed programs that NatCore's involved in, Chuck?
Well, it's about 2:45. Right now here for this, but this afternoon I've got another telephone call with our project in Australia, our in-country partner, along with his engineer, as well as our own engineers out of Europe. We're going to go through the same checklist as to where we are in Australia. The steps are kind of the same, slight differences. In Vietnam, it's relatively simple to have access to the electric grid. In Australia, it's not. There's more government controls. So we have to find out how we start the process for that. On the other hand, in Australia, it's much easier to get control of the land and get the permits because it's more of a very precise methodology. So I think it's slightly different checks and different things we have to do, but I think we're about the same evolution in Australia for it's actually also a 56 megawatt facility, which is also about 400 acres. We're about the same evolution, just different steps in Australia as you are in Vietnam.
Okay. Now, the one aspect of the company that we definitely need to touch on is the work in the lab. How is your solar cell coming in terms of efficiency?
We've made a lot of progress over the last, actually, few weeks. What we've done is we've always been working to compartmentalize the different things that get you efficiency. For instance, what is the voltage? What is the lifetime? What is the resistance? And all those component parts, and make it so we can replicate those different components as we make a cell. I would be very surprised if we don't break that 20% efficiency mark literally within the next few days. And then what we plan on doing, because that's kind of like the barrier of entry. People don't look at you unless you have at least 20%. Once you have 20%, then you become a player. So we're in the process now of, I think, doing that. We will then make a few cells, send them to either Fraunhofer or NREL to have them verify it so that someone else is agreeing with the numbers. It's not just us. So I think we're making great progress, there. And don't forget, what's given us a high profile in this best of breed is the fact that people recognize what our technology is and they want it. And that's the reason we've become a player in some of these bigger projects, not because of our good looks, but because people want access to the technology.
Well, I understand that this 20% level is something that you've been working hard to achieve, and hopefully you can achieve that soon. But as you said, this is kind of a benchmark for getting even more recognition in the solar industry. How would that change the way that not investors only, but also some of the major solar cell producers look at the company and its technology?
Well, it's changed already, not just for the technology, but I can't share who they are, but this past week, we received unsolicited requests to have meetings and phone calls with probably two of the largest solar builders and manufacturers in the world. We're also exchanging information and questions with probably the largest Chinese manufacturer certainly in China, and therefore the world. So we've become kind of a small but a high profile company with our projects. These are big projects we're talking about. But again, what drove us and what got us to the dance is the fact that our technology is something that the industry is looking for and wants.
Okay. Well, Chuck, it sounds like already so far the company has been busy, and 2017 is shaping up to hopefully be a very productive year for you. And anybody who wants to look at the NatCore technology chart, it is NXT on the Venture Exchange or NTCXF on the OTCQB. Chuck, as always, I appreciate your time. Keep up the good work this year. Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back to wrap up the first hour.
Thank you, Corey. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I'm bringing on a regular contributor on our website, somebody who joins us pretty much every day to discuss not just the precious metals, but markets in general. Chris Temple from the National Investor. Chris, you and I, as I mentioned, chat on a daily basis, but there's a topic today that you brought up to me that you said we need to focus on for the weekend show, because either people have been distracted from this topic or they're just not paying that much attention. And this topic, on a broad sense, is China and what Trump is planning to do in terms of dealing with China. We've seen a slowdown happen in China, and we also need to understand that China is, I think, one of the most aggressive money printers in the world, and that, again, still isn't helping their economy grow at levels that they would like. So, in your first general comment, take us through why you think China is so important to pay attention to right now, and some of the things that Trump is doing that can impact this relationship.
Well, Corey, first of all, we have had this exercise for quite a while, trying to wonder who is going to be in serious trouble first, Europe or China. China has avoided a lot of the years-long predictions of doom because of its overextended credit edifice, because of the massive debts that it has and all the rest. And I've even said before, Corey, that the big advantage that China has that the Western nations do not have is that in the case of China, the central bank does not run the show. The central government does, and the central bank is an appendage and answerable to the central government. And so really by decree, there has been a lot for the last couple of years in the way of just rolling over debts, many of which are bad. The problem gets bigger and bigger, but because at the end of the day, the government's the boss, you know, they get by with it. But some of the things that have gone on in the recent past really give you pause and really have to make you wonder if, number one, China is in more serious trouble than a lot of people realize and maybe isn't going to be able to cheat either a bust or the laws of mathematics, both, for much longer. And number two, when you add in the dynamic of what President Trump is talking about, it starts to get really scary. Let me back up just for a second. When you go back to when Ronald Reagan was first elected, the chief rival on this planet of the United States was the old Soviet Union. And the policy decision was made very overtly on the part of Reagan and his team that they were going to outspend and outborrow the Soviet Union, essentially militarily, until it got to the point where the Soviet Union collapsed because it just couldn't keep up. To a fair extent, that's what happened. The worry now is that President Trump has said a great deal of things, and some of the people around him, Rex Tillerson, for example, has echoed a lot of this and more. As Glenn Downs reminded me the other day, by the way, that they are looking arguably just the same at China today as the Reagan team looked at the Soviet Union back in 1980. But the implication being that with China today in a lot of trouble financially, let's see if we can't cook up the tale. Let's see if we can't cook up the storyline to justify essentially fighting an economic mercantilist war against China in the hopes that we knock China down a few pegs and they're cut back down to size and we don't have them any longer as the kind of global competitor that we do right now. That's a scary thought, Corey, for a lot of reasons, but it's something that requires all of us to go back, look at history, look at the kind of policy that we had in the late 1800s and into the early 1900s, before, incidentally, the dollar was the reserve currency of the world. And let's start to extrapolate some of these things and see what might happen in the markets and in the world as a result.
What does this mean for the world then, Chris? Because China does supply the vast majority of the world, I think you could argue, with cheap goods and these products that, you know what, even though people might not like them, are used around the world. And as we've talked about numerous times, this is the consumer kind of depends on these type of products, on cheaper products to keep their day-to-day life going. If there is a trade war that happens with China, and if China is essentially brought to a point that they can't keep the ball rolling, how's that going to impact the world now that we're all so connected?
It's going to be ugly. That's the short answer.
Okay.
Because everything is so connected. But let's talk about a couple of the misconceptions, and I'll use that word kindly. You probably should say lies that President Trump has issued about China, for example, being a currency manipulator. And this is something that the corporations that run our entire government are really trying to spread. I mean, Chuck Schumer, who's the new Democrat leader in the Senate, he said the same thing, that he wants to see the president declare China a currency manipulator. And yet in my last issue, I put a chart that CNBC came out with showing the behavior of every major currency, of every trading partner that we have against the U.S. dollar for the last couple of years. And you know whose currency has fallen the least against the dollar?
Mm-hmm.
It's been the Chinese yuan.
Yeah.
And the only reason it hasn't fallen more is because they've been going to great lengths to try and keep it from falling more, largely by having to sell off treasury bonds and buying back their own renminbi. So that's the first big lie on the part of China. Secondly, this whole idea that China is on the ascendancy, some of these clowns, we talked about it last year, making a big deal out of the Chinese yuan being part of the SDR formula at the IMF. It was just reported by the Financial Times on Thursday that according to SWIFT statistics, there's been a 30% drop in the last year in international settlements using the Chinese yuan. And that's for two reasons. Number one, the strength of the dollar. And number two, the fact that that country is bleeding money and is trying like heck to keep it from leaving, so you'd have capital controls. So this is far from a growing international currency. It's in some trouble. Now, the wild card of all of this, and this is something that would probably make Trump's head explode, or anybody's, and I don't want to pick on him. Obama wouldn't have been able to explain this either, nor can most of the rest of them. But the fact is, we went from a mercantilist policy as a nation to an international corporate policy about the same time that the dollar became the world's reserve currency. Because, Corey, by definition, if we're going to have the dollar as the reserve currency of the world, other nations have to be able to accumulate dollars to use them. How do they do that? By running trade surpluses with the United States of America. By definition, when you have a reserve currency, you run trade deficits. That's how it works. And all of a sudden, we have a situation, and I'm not saying this is good or bad. I'm trying to explain how this works and the mathematics of it. Now we have a situation with a new president who is saying, I don't like this anymore. We should be looking out for America first. That's good. It sounds good. It would be more truthful to say we're going to look out for American corporations first that are domesticated in the U.S. All right. Will there be some benefit for the people? Yes. But I think people need to understand that what Trump is selling here is not the kind of populism that you and I and a lot of the people who voted for might think it is. Instead, Corey, it's simply a matter where we're going to be a mercantilist nation again, more overtly. We want more of the benefit for corporations in this country and not corporations that are international. You're asking for all kinds of trouble for the dollar if that happened. You're going to cause liquidity crises in the world if that happens. And if they are really going to be that aggressive against China and saber-rattle militarily as well, I don't think China is going to be the pushover the Soviet Union proved to be.
So, Chris, to wrap us up, do you think that Trump will continue down this line of being aggressive with China? And what do people need to look for? How can they be protected? What is the end game here?
Well, first of all, Trump shows every indication of that, Corey, if we take him at his word, which sometimes might be risky, as it is with anybody that's in office, maybe less so with him. But, yeah, we need to assume that that's a direction we're going in. We need to look at the policies as they come out that confirm that. And as far as the implications for your portfolio, as I suggested earlier this week when we talk about gold specifically on Thursday, I think gold becomes more attractive as an anchor and a diversifier for your portfolio, even if the timing is not 100% correct quite yet. I think that treasuries is a safe haven, though I told my members to buy some more recently at their low in price and high in yield. You got to wonder about those again, because for a temporary period of time, we might see them sold off further by China if Trump puts that stress on them. And then you're going to have the rollout, the fallout, of course, with stocks and everything else. So I think we could be in for a very, very treacherous time where we might have a new menu of safe havens, but you're going to have to start looking at what those safe havens are again.
Again, what is so important is not just focusing on what's going on in the U.S., understanding what the implications are around the world. Chris, as always, thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.